رفاه مقدس وسیله ای شد برای اینکه استعدادهای مکنون در
The Sacred Defense Era, besides being a great test for the people of Iran, it was also
مملکت و امام زمان نگه داشته. مملکت و خدا نگه داشته.
Our land is safeguarded by Imam al-Mahdi. Our land is safeguarded by
Dear listeners, I'm Zainab and what I'm going to read to you at this time is an excerpt from the last
This is The Teacher, a radio documentary on the life and character of martyrs of the sacred defense of Iran. Today's story, The Life and Character of Shahid Ghulam Hussein Afshordi, better known under his alias Hassan Bagheri. Dear listeners, one of the honorable martyrs of the 8-year holy defense of Iran against the lackeys of the world arrogant powers, meaning Saddam, is Shahid Hassan Bagheri. This military commander was born in Tehran on March 16, 1956, coinciding with the birthday of our third Imam, Imam Hussein, peace be upon him. Around the year 1980, Shahid Hassan Bagheri became a member of the Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps and served in the intelligence unit of this organization. This is when he adopted the alias Hassan Bagheri. In the same year, Hassan Bagheri was dispatched to the front lines in southern Iran. The moment he reached Ahvaz, Shahid Hassan Bagheri launched an intelligence and military operation unit in order to obtain the exact information about the position of the enemy. Shahid Hassan Bagheri had a very great and unusual ability in intelligence operations. This great martyr was the commander of the Imam Mahdi operation and many other operations. The Iranian combatants achieved many victories under his leadership. And now, Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei talks about the sacred defense of Iran.
مسئله دفاع مقدس علاوه بر اینکه یک آزمون بزرگی بود برای ملت ایران، آزمونی هم بود برای بروز استعدادها.
The sacred defense era, besides being a great test for the people of Iran, it was also a test for demonstration of talents, talents of individuals, as well as talents of different areas of the country. In regards to the individual's talents, I believe that there is an important and noteworthy point which is overlooked. That is to say, it is so obvious that it is neglected. It remains unnoticed for being so apparent. What I'm pointing at is the fact that the sacred defense era becomes an instrument for the hidden talents present within individuals to be discovered in an astonishing way. For example, we notice that a youth from the Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps enters the battlefield having no familiarity with military affairs. He is not involved. Then, over a period of a year, or a year and a half or 2 years, he turns into a military strategist. This is an extremely noteworthy point.
Welcome back, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. You're listening to the program, The Teacher. We're talking about the great martyr, Shahid Hassan Bagheri. Shahid Bagheri lived a very simple life. He had rented a house in Dezful, a very small house. It is very unusual for a commander of an army unit to live such a simple life with just the basic necessities of life. When his wife was being hospitalized to give birth, he was contacted by phone from Tehran, saying that there is a very important meeting and he must attend the meeting. Shahid Bagheri was told that his child is about to be born and it is better that he stays in the hospital because he might be needed. Shahid Bagheri said that the same God who has given this child to me will do everything else that is needed. Besides, the hospital has a doctor and nurse, so I don't need to stay. Then he immediately went to Tehran. Just as he had said, his child was born without any problem.
And now, this is the voice of Shahid Bagheri and the English translation of his words.
مملکت رو امام زمان نگه داشته. مملکت رو خدا نگه داشته. البته الان مملکت ثباتش به اندازه ای که هیچ کشوری الان نمیتونه ضربه به مملکت.
Our land is safeguarded by Imam al-Mahdi. Our land is safeguarded by Allah. We are so stable now that no country dares to harm us. Even the U.S. does not think about invading Iran militarily. They know that attacking Iran has no benefit for them, especially for Israel. Israel, too, does not dare to attack Iran. The reason that Israel attacks Lebanon every day is that they want to remove the obstacles on their way, that if one day they wanted to attack Iran, they won't have any problem. The enemy wants to face Islam and Iran. There is only one Islam and a world full of enemies.
In September 1980, the Ba'ath Iraqi forces led by Saddam attacked Iran. Iranians from all ages stood against this oppression. Imam Khomeini, the founder of the Islamic Republic of Iran, invited all Iranians for a holy defense.
شما ثابت کردید که می توانید در مقابل قدرت ها بایستید.
All the people accepted this call.
لبیک یا خمینی، لبیک یا خمینی.
The mothers sent their young sons to the battlefields. The Iranian commanders, including Shahid Bagheri, were full of divine light and recited,
قَالُوا يَا وَيْلَنَا مَنْ بَعَثَنَا مِنْ مَرْقَدَنَا هَذَا مَا وَعَدَ الرَّحْمَنُ وَصَدَقَ الْمُرْسَلُونَ إِنْ كَانَتْ إِلَّا صَيْحَةً وَاحِدَةً.
The brave men trusted in Allah and defeated the enemy. For them, martyrdom was not the end, but a start. A new start. A new life.
شهادت پایان نیست، آغاز است. تولدی دیگر است در جهانی فراتر از آن که عقل زمینی به ساحت قدس آن راه یابد. تولد ستاری.
And they still continue the path of their father.
ما امت حزب اللهیم، دل داده ی روح اللهیم. ما امت حزب الله.
Welcome back, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. You're listening to The Teacher. Dear listeners, the great martyr of the 8-year holy defense, Shahid Ghulam Hussein Afshordi, who was better known under the alias Hassan Bagheri, was a very pious, intelligent, creative, and yet humble and down-to-earth person. In difficult situations, he would not give up patience and forbearance. His courage and bravery was proverbial. The general of the Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps, Mohsen Rezai, says that Shahid Bagheri was the exemplar of valor, courage, and outstanding talent. Shahid Hassan Bagheri had a valorous spirit. He was always present at the front. These were all signs of Shahid Bagheri's great spirit, which had combined all good characteristics at once. This great young man was martyred on January 29, 1983. May Allah bless him and elevate his ranks. Thank you so much, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, for listening to today's program of The Teacher, which was about Shahid Hassan Bagheri. Until next time, we leave you in Allah's care.